June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got me, Kevin Hagelin. We've got Corey Majors and Jacob Ray is holding it down for us today in place of Alec Medford. I believe Alec will be back on Monday. Gentlemen.
Maybe. Now,
okay.
I mean, I hope so.
I also hope so. Can you go ahead and give me cut number 4 because it was a Rangers offensive explosion again all day yesterday. Still no dice on the computer.
Carter, the batter, he's grounded out twice to first base. Left-handed hitter, he swings and hits one deep to right. This is way back, and that ball is history. Evan Carter has homered again. What a tear he is on, and the Rangers now lead it 7-1. That's their fourth home run of the game.
It would go on to score 16 runs. So obviously that's been amazing. In the month of June,
every other game they score 16 runs,
hey,
feels like.
Then we'll win at least half of our games the rest of the way, you would think.
I'll take
now,
it.
Now, old Rangers teams, I don't think I can make that guarantee. This, you scored 16 and you would win. This Rangers team, I feel comfortable. In the month of June, Evan Carter is 11 for 25. That's a batting average of .440. But he also has 3 walks. So his on-base percentage is .500. He has 3 home runs, 7 RBIs, and his OPS is 1.380.
Player of the month?
I mean, he's got to be one of the favorites right now,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's been really nice to see him play that way. I know, you know, the other day in the outfield, he was trying to get to a ball and missed, and the ball rolled all the way to center field, or the center field wall, and his speed just carried him to left field. And so yeah. The ball was kind of sitting there and it took a while to get the ball into the infield. But that's the kind of thing, we talk about this a lot. He gets 2 balls that most people shouldn't or can't.
Yeah.
And so because of his speed, he was close enough and it was like, dang, but most guys probably would have just taken a different angle and gotten it off the wall. But he at the plate, he did. The way he does his expression, Kevin, now is very different because he does it with every pitch.
Yeah.
Instead of turning around and just staring down the umpire, he just kind of stares forward. So I think
Smart.
He's doing better at that. But that was it's definitely nice to see that he's rounding into form. And somebody said comeback player of the year. I know Mike's card collection. And he's probably looking at it very happy.
They do. They
right
do.
Now. Can I talk about yesterday's game real
sure,
quick?
There
was,
sure.
It was, I thought there was a very big moment in the game yesterday, and it was, I don't remember exactly which inning it was, maybe the second inning, and the Rangers are up 6-1, but then the bases got loaded, and there were 2 pop-outs. Correa and Byron Buxton, I believe, popped out, and Jeffers struck out, and that was Patrick Corbin with a very good inning to get out of that jam.
Yeah.
Josh Smith had what looked like appeared to be an error. Then a couple of balls got through and you were like, oh no, is this like, you just scored six runs. This is a good thing for you. You're up 6-1 right now. You don't want to be at 6-5.
Sure.
And Corbin was able to get out of it. So as much as scoring 16 runs yesterday was nice, Kevin, we talked about this in the conference room.
Yeah.
Now we're at a point where back in the day, if you scored 16 runs, you were like, man, I hope this is enough. And right. You probably won 16-11. That's how the Rangers were. And now it's like, wow, you know, we can, a 6-1 game is pretty good, but the Rangers, if they score a lot of runs, you feel very confident in the pitching right now.
No, I agree with you on all of that. And you factor in this 16-3 win with the 16-4 win. The Rangers have scored 34 runs in their three-game series against the Twins. That was
playing Minnesota all the time.
Agreed. That was 5 runs fewer than they had scored in their previous 12 games combined. And it's interesting, too, because Minnesota is not a bad team by any stretch.
No, they're right there. They're right there in the mix of a playoff team and wild card. Kevin, I think that like that's a positive sign. Beating a team that's kind of like you, that you kind of feel like you're like that team.
I can see that.
Beating the Dodgers in a series, like you're high off that, right? But you're like, man, maybe we just got them on a bad weekend. But beating Minnesota the way that they did, it's like, and needing to come alive offensively like that, I think that's a thing that you're going, I think we can build on this one.
From the 4-6-9, I like this. I'll admit, maybe I was wrong about the Rangers. Maybe the offense is back. And we'll probably talk about that next week if hopefully they keep up anywhere near this pace.
Yeah, I need a streak out of them.
Yeah, but then Carter and Berger are just killing it right now. Both guys got sent down. One's brought back up, found their groove. Maybe this Bochy guy knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Fair. But what I wanted to talk about is the idea of getting into your groove right now. So the Rangers are 33-36, surely a record that we all think is not acceptable and certainly won't get you into the playoffs or maybe even that close to the playoffs. But they've won 4 of their last 5 games. So you hope, maybe you feel that you're starting to get moving. But here's the other part. So starting today, you've got the Chicago White Sox, which you can hear that game right here on 105.3 The Fan. Their next 6 series, that's 18 games. None of those games are against a team with a winning record.
Oh, good.
Now, a couple of them are close, and maybe they'll move it into that spot. But let's say even if they go on a winning streak, they're not taking the world over. But as you speak right now, 6 straight series, 18 straight games, none of them are against a team with a winning record. If you are going to go on a run, I would heartily suggest that now is the time to get it started.
Yesterday after the game, Kevin, as that happened, as I was like, oh man, we've wrapped this one up, baby. This is awesome. It felt great to score 16 runs. I immediately looked at Avery and said, we need to go on a run right now.
Yes.
So, and that was before I even saw the run sheet. So that was nice to know that we're on the same page on this. It is time. I felt like it was time, and I hadn't even looked at the schedule yet. So that's another thing. Then I went and looked at the schedule, and I see it. That's why last night I tweeted out, add in the majors if you want to give me a follow. I think
I
would
you.
Like the Rangers to go 10 out of their next 12, because that would be very telling of what to expect in the second half of the season. Because that would be a Rangers team. They're like, hey, we know these teams are beneath us and we're not even giving them a chance. We are going to murder their pitching. And so that's what I'm hoping to see out of this team is, hey, we found it. We're in this groove. Just nobody was prepared for the second half swing that's about to happen with this Rangers team. And I think doing something like that on the front half right before would be a big step in that direction for their confidence. And Bochy, you know, we talked with him yesterday about the consistency of health in their lineup and how much that, why that would help.
Right.
And maybe that could be, this could be the trend of if they stay healthy for a bit, we can see why this offense is better when everybody's together.
You know, I would love to just
trusting, like he said, trusting the guy behind you can get you in.
Yes.
Not feeling like you have to do everything, be a hero because you know the next guy can, if you walk and get on base.
Yes, I know. Absolutely. I would love to go on a run where it's just sweep after sweep after sweep. We would all love that. But let's just say you win every one of these series against
2-1, 2-1, 2-1.
Exactly. All of a sudden, you go through that run. That means you were 12-6 in that time. And at 12-6, that would put you three games above 500 for the first time since May 17th, I believe. So it's already been coming up on a month since you've been that far above 500. And if you can roll into July, because after that, you have some very important series. Obviously, San Diego has been one of the more tremendous teams in Major League Baseball this year. And the top of that division is just absurd. And then you have the Angels, and then you have the Astros. So like, bing, 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 you finish out the first half of the season with some very consequential series. So I don't want to be like it's a coast the rest of the way. But this chunk right here that lasts 3 weeks, that's an opportunity for you to pile up the wins.
Oh, it's so significant for this team. And again, the confidence part of it, I think, is what this team has lacked it all season. Jake Berger had to go away for a while and come back to find his groove, and he has found it. And Brett Boone continues to say, I haven't even gotten around to everybody yet. I'm still working on the progress. I mean, Thad Levine was like, he didn't have the benefit of being there during spring training, which is where a lot of hitting coaches and pitching coaches get their opportunity to have a good, build a relationship, understand a player, and lay down the foundation of what they want for the season and those expectations. So he's doing a lot of this on the fly right now, and he still hasn't gotten there. So you would imagine that in the second half, now that they understand what's expected of them, and you're starting to see it too, Kevin, it's not just, yes, we're finally hitting for home runs, and we at least against Minnesota, but you were starting to see guys driving doubles into right center. You were starting to see guys choke up on the bat and drive one to opposite field with two strikes. These different approaches are giving them more competitive at bats, and it's becoming more beneficial because then they're getting into bullpens quicker, which is something they really want to do.
Corey Seager has at least one walk in seven straight games.
And he should continue to draw that kind of attention.
You know, he only has hits in one of those games.
Really?
And that was the game that we talked about. The first 16-run game.
He had two.
The first 16-run game a couple of days ago. And that's what I think is kind of crazy and even more encouraging. So you've had this like mini offensive explosion.
That Seager hasn't even found it yet.
Without theoretically your best player.
Which goes to what we discussed earlier this week. It is Marcus Semien. I think Marcus Semien is the straw that stirs the drink. Because as he has gotten hot, the offense has gotten hot.
You know what? And it's funny that you say that because I think it was Josh Smith that also mentioned Evan Carter and his return as having just something to do with it. But I want to focus on Marcus Semien because you brought this up. Now, this is just for the month of June, though I do want to point out the last two games of July, Marcus Semien was 5-for-6 with 3 runs scored and a walk. That means in his 7 plate appearances, he got on base 6 times. So this is not including those two games. In the month of June, Marcus Semien is hitting .361 with an on-base percentage of .439 and an OPS of 1.133. 3 home runs, 7 RBIs. He had 4 home runs all of the rest of the season before that.
Yeah.
And so I think you're right about Marcus Semien and his heating up kind of coinciding with the Rangers getting hot. And it doesn't hurt that Evan Carter is coming back and he's been playing super well. I wonder if Wyatt Langford can keep the power going. And then if Corey Seager jumps in on the game. Woo!
In the 6-8-2, Adolis has also gotten hot, which Adolis is a very streaky hitter. Like, true. That's one thing that I just it feels like Semien is mostly consistent. But then take this other part of it. They look like they're having fun again.
Yeah.
Like, Marcus Semien made a play yesterday. That ball started moving around on him, and he kind of had to, it was up in the air. It was a big league pop-up, as Dave Raymond said. And he had to move under it, caught it, and then he's smiling afterwards. You know, and I see Marcus Semien smiling. When he was in his slump, he was not smiling.
Yeah.
And when baseball's fun, It's so much, it's an easier game. It just is whenever it's fun and it's not a grind and you're not thinking about all these different things when you're going up there. You're just going up there knowing I'm in this.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Zone right now. That thing looks like a beach ball.
I know you had said, hey, we could do 10 of 12. That would be tremendous. Obviously, I support that. Would you still be pretty stoked about 12 and 6 over the next six series? So theoretically breaking it down to
I broke it down to like four series, yeah. Right? And so I didn't even go as far as you did, because I didn't count the Mariners in my search. I was just looking at the other terrible teams.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Pittsburgh, unless it's a Wednesday, we're fine. Do we play Pittsburgh on a Wednesday, Kevin? Because we know we
can't. By the way, and I forgot to follow up on that.
Did they win yesterday?
Pittsburgh did win that game on Wednesday. So now they're 10-1. Good news. Your Pittsburgh series, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Sweep that one. Sweep the leg on that one, dude.
And let's go back to this, because this is how crazy it is. The Pittsburgh Pirates are 10-1 on Wednesdays this season. On every other day, they're 18-41. How is that even possible?
They've almost won as many games every other day on a Wednesday.
I can't understand that whatsoever.
It's a weird stat.
It really is. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. And so, good for the Pirates for winning on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think that I would be very happy with 12-6 over that stretch. The reason I said what I said was because those teams are bad, and I feel like you should sweep a couple of them.
No, I got
you. You should, but I also gave credit that, you know, at some point you lose a little focus and something has to jar you back into reality.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll move into the Expressway, which means the Bryan Adams ticket giveaway, plus Forgiveness Friday, plus
forgive me.
The Combo Platter Father's Day. Give us a sports opinion, and then who is your favorite movie or TV dad of all time? Next, right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for the Combo Platter, 877-881-1053. Give us a sports opinion, and then who is your all-time favorite movie or TV dad? All right, text in 877-881-1053. Father's Day is on Sunday. So obviously we're doing it in honor of that. Because of that, we bring in Carter Freeman once again. Who would like to start, or would you like for me to go to the fan text?
I can start. Did we get a highlight from my guy? All right. Kevin, sports opinion. The albatross is the greatest athletic feat of all time.
Give me cut number one, because we do, in fact, have audio of that.
This just happened at the fourth, Patrick Reed, at his second from 286 yards away. Unbelievable! He doesn't even know that he dunked it. Now, yep. A two, Patrick.
A two on a par five.
That is pretty amazing.
Which is an albatross. It's only the fourth in U.S. Open history.
Did he still not have a good round?
All the other holes exist, too. Oh, let's pull his microphone up.
It's hard.
There we go.
Okay, thought that was me for a second.
Yeah, golf is hard. It is a difficult sport, Kevin. Mm-hmm. It is the most frustrating sport, I think, out there. And that's why making a shot like this, hole-in-ones are fun. You know, that's, hey, good job, hole-in-one.
But these are way rarer.
This is a part, like, to get to position to be able to make that shot is almost impossible. So I like that a lot. And then I went with TV Dad.
Okay.
Although I do have a movie dad as well. And this took a minute because there were a lot of TV dads. A lot of people texting in Uncle Phil. And I do like that one. That's a good option.
Might be one of mine.
Yeah. And then my brain told me, but he's an uncle. And then I was like, but he was a dad to other kids.
Yeah, to Carlson.
He was a dad
to
Will.
I know. My brain at first was like, he was an uncle. But it was Phil Dunphy from Modern Family. Why the hell are we playing this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Instead of the Phil Dunphy audio that I asked for.
Connor Hellebuck, by the way, won the MVP and the best goalie trophy.
What does that have to do with Phil Dunphy? I always thought Phil Dunphy was
genuine.
This
feels like something he would appreciate.
He probably would.
In a mistake he would make.
In a magic trick.
Yeah.
But I just always felt like he was a genuine, innocent-hearted dad who really loved his wife, had a really great connection with her, and had three kids and trying to manage that chaos. I connect with that a lot now. So I appreciate Phil Dunphy.
Sometimes do you think there should be more shows where the kids are more equalized intelligence-wise? Because they made it like the older daughter was a dope. Yeah. The middle kid, the daughter, was super smart. And then sometimes they made it out like the younger one was a dope.
He was street smart, but for the most part, it was like, hold on, he's kind of a knucklehead.
I like that. From the 903, Dallas, the Cowboys are going to take this division. That would be freaking awesome. And then Uncle Phil, Fresh Prince's dad, is their favorite dad.
Uncle.
Well, I mean,
he was the Fresh Prince's uncle, Kevin.
Okay, but he was really his dad.
He was,
because his dad showed up and his dad didn't want him. And then Will cried for real in that actor's arms when he goes, "Why don't you want me?"
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a really cool scene. Also, none of that is real because he died at the basketball court. That taxi is taking him over to the afterworld. From the 817,
always got to be a fan theme.
Tyler Malley will win the Rangers' first ever Cy Young. I love it. And the number one seed of TV Dads has to be Red Foreman from that 70s show. I do. I love Red Foreman.
Dumbass.
There's an episode where they're trying to get, you know, Hyde to live there. And he goes, "You have to love him." And he goes, "I'm not loving anybody. I'm not legally obligated to." And that just very much spoke
valid
to who I thought it was. From the 682, this person has updated their opinion because of happenings in the world. This is a good sports opinion too, though. Just because Shoddy is great at pressers means nothing in a 2-minute drill. Fact. That's how deprived us Cowboys fans are. will grab on to anything. Oh, he's more interesting in the press conference? I'm not going to lie. I have also fallen into that trap. The best TV dad was Cosby.
Was. Keyword was. Was.
So instead, they went with Frank from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Who could be the worst dad, but I kind of freak out.
I'll agree with you, man. Cosby on Heathcliff Huxtable.
Yes.
Heathcliff Huxtable was a fantastic dad. My favorite scene was whenever Theo decided he was going to move out. And he was like, all right. He said, here's your money for the month. And he started taking the dollars away from him for everything that he needed to pay. And then he got to the end and he was like, bloop, and just, that was my favorite scene. And it was like,
it's a hard dose of reality. Yeah, that's right exactly. There for Theo.
And there was a lot of reality in that show for situations that pop up with your kids.
Did that give you more respect that Theo was trying to be more conservative with his money when he asked his sister to make that shirt? Yeah, and it didn't go super.
It was awful.
Super duper well. All right, Carter.
The sleeves weren't the same length.
God, what an amazing shirt that was. Do you give us a sports opinion? And then, who is your all-time favorite movie or TV dad?
Okay, sports opinion. I have been thinking forward to college football because those are my initials, CF, Carter Freeman, college football.
I like it.
And I think most people are going to expect that Ohio State or Texas are going to be ranked number one to begin the season in AP coaches poll, whichever one you might want to look at. I think Penn State should be ranked number one when the season starts, because
their head coach won't win a big game.
It doesn't matter. That's not what the preseason polls are about.
True.
The preseason polls are about talent. And I think if you look on paper, Penn State brings back the most from a team last year that went to the Final Four and very nearly beat Notre Dame to go to the national title game. It doesn't mean that they're going to be good for the rest of the season. Early in the year, you're just looking at, okay, this team looks really good on paper. And that will inform how people vote on like the college football playoff poll later in the year. But I think Penn State should be ranked number one, given bringing their quarterback back, their two best running backs back. I know they lose Abdul Carter. The rest of the defense has a lot of great pieces on it. And they bring in a wide receiver.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Trevor Peña from Syracuse, who Penn State had awful wide receivers all of last year. They bring in one of the best they could from the portal. So I think they might be the most talented team on paper. Okay. All that being said, they'll go, you know, 9-3 and maybe miss the playoff. Who knows? But I think they'll be number one to begin the season. Favorite TV dad or movie dad? I do want to give an honorable mention because I watched Avengers Endgame this week to Iron Man, because he is a dad in Endgame. He has a daughter after the Thanos snap.
Oh,
so
yeah.
technicality there,
yeah.
Even though you don't think of him as a dad. My favorite TV dad to watch, and not because he's a good person, it's Walter White.
Whoa.
Because he is a dad, right?
Yeah.
And like Uncle Phil's the lovable, the fun, like the hilarious one. But I think Breaking Bad's the best show ever made because of Walter White. So I'm going to go with
Fascinating. I like the idea that your favorite dad could not be because of favorable reasons. Well, I appreciate that.
You mentioned Frank from It's Always Sunny. And I thought of Ned Stark, too, from Game of Thrones. You only get him for, you know, not that long.
I was so Spoiler alert. When he got his head cut off.
Kevin, I have a friend named Kyle Frazier on Twitter.
It's not Yeoman.
His name's Kyle Frazier.
Kyle Frazier.
And he tweeted me and said, the Mavericks are better without Luka. And Henry Spencer from Psych is his favorite dad. And I'm not familiar with
there's another audio clip on here. I don't know who one of these dads is.
Did you ever watch Psych?
No.
877-881-1053. For those who watched Psych, let the guys know what they missed out on. This is Corbin Burnson playing the father.
Oh,
and
I like
Corbin
him.
Burnson, you know, is kind of a jackass already. He's kind of I'm a little bit higher up on everything. He thought his son was an idiot and brilliant at the same time. And it made for great comedy.
From the 214, Cam Scataboo will earn the Giants a wild card berth. Holy moly. And their favorite dad is Danny Tanner from Full House. I did think Danny, especially having been widowed.
Oh, what a tough situation.
Man, he did a great job navigating with those three kids.
And the weird uncles that he had in the house.
Yes. Although, he invited them, right?
He needed help.
Maybe. Yeah.
He needed some help around there.
That is fair. So, sports opinion, and then your favorite movie or TV dad.
If we're doing Walter White, why not Tony Soprano?
He is a dad.
He was a great dad, too.
He's as entertaining as it gets.
Until he got his kids killed.
Oh.
Don't stop believing.
Ooh, I think you need to go, don't stop. All right. So for me, I've held this opinion for a long time, like Reggie has said, the Florida Panthers are still going to win the Stanley Cup because that's America's trophy. It has been America's trophy for the last three decades. So I don't care if the betting odds do now say Edmonton -120, Florida +100. I still say Florida gets the job done and America does what it continues to do best, and that's win the highest honor in all of hockey.
I feel like they flipped the odds after every game.
Yes.
Like it, and it has been, you know, back and forth series.
Yeah.
So I understand that. But Edmonton was favored going in. Then they win game one, but then the Panthers dominate the next two. So then all of a sudden they're the favorites.
Yes.
So I feel like the Panthers to begin this, that was easy money. Just, I know, you know, Edmonton, you know, they have the bigger stars and they just dominated the Dallas Stars. You know, lots of stars involved here to get to the Stanley Cup final, but so did Florida. Florida ran roughshod through the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. Absolutely. They did. And my favorite TV dad, I think it's because I relate to this person so much. Give me cut number 13. This is my favorite TV dad.
You'll eat anything.
What? I won't eat anything. I'm pretty discerning.
Eat this.
No. What was that? Don't feed a guy a sponge, Bobby. Don't feed a guy a sponge.
You put it in your mouth, Teddy.
Archer's a dad?
Yeah, that is true. That is Bob Belcher from Bob's Burgers. And part of the reason is,
out of all the dads,
yeah,
Bob's Burgers, huh?
And here's one of the reasons. His wife in that show, Linda, she has a shocking amount in common with my wife. And Bob is just trying to keep the family in their house, keep their business going, deal with his wife and kids who aren't always pushing in the same direction that they should be. A lot of the conundrums that Bob has, I feel in my soul.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with Bob Belcher from Bob's Burgers.
I'll be honest. I thought that immediately he's going to pick Homer Simpson.
Yep, that was my thought too.
Affinity for Homer or for the Simpsons, the Bart Simpson show.
The issue is, sometimes Homer has trouble bonding with some of his kids. Like, I know he's got that amazing shrine in his workplace for Maggie and stuff, but I feel like I've bonded pretty well with my kids.
I also thought that Peter Griffin would be the next on the list because of your affinity for the Family Guy.
Yes.
I don't think that there's two things. I don't think there is a life moment that Kevin can't find relatable to either The Simpsons or The Family Guy or both.
True. But
what about the show that's literally named after the father, American Dad? Like, I feel like if we're going TV dads made by Seth MacFarlane.
I don't have as radical political opinions as Stan Smith from American Dad, but
it is well known that if Seth MacFarlane finds something funny, he will beat it into the ground.
He will make 17 different shows that are the exact same.
He hosted the Oscars and did a song called We Saw Your Boobs. Like, that's a thing that really happened. From the 214, oh my God, this would be amazing. The Mavericks will be in the finals next season after they knock Luka out in the Western Conference Finals. Can you imagine if you got Western Conference Finals with the Mavericks and the Lakers and the revenge and the Luka of it all? And holy moly.
It is unfortunate that that Lakers team isn't very well constructed either.
True.
Like, it's somehow Luka was able,
some bigs.
Luka was able to help them get to where they were this year. But they need more athleticism, more bigs. They need a better team.
But I agree. Do you want revenge over Luka? Because this isn't Luka's doing. Playing them and beating them, would be good. But
he actually wanted the Lakers to win in that scenario.
No, I do not. I think it would be framed as Luka's revenge. I would just be pumped that probably means Cooper Flagg worked out, and that's why we're in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, 100%.
All right.
Did you now?
And by the way, their favorite dad is Red from that 70s show. And that does seem to be the leading candidate thus far. Jacob, I'm putting a lot of trust in you here. Do you have a sports opinion and favorite movie or TV dad?
I absolutely do. My hot sports opinion is that I think the Texas Rangers on paper are a more talented baseball team than the Detroit Tigers, who are currently in first place in the American League.
Holy moly.
I like it. I think the Rangers could take down the Tigers.
It's a good thing we play on paper, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we did. Also,
I'm talking about in like the ALCS.
The Tigers are 11 and a half games better right now, but that's just right now. Yeah. We got time.
Plenty.
He didn't say which paper they were better.
That is spicy.
Cardboard paper.
All right.
Printer paper.
Let me ask you a question. Paper. Are you going to play cut 14?
Laminated.
I was going to, but I just came to a new one that I want to add to.
Because I don't know who that is.
Okay.
If you want to play cut 14, I don't know offhand who this character is.
Okay, so my favorite TV dad, and he's kind of older. So he is a dad in this show. If you guys have seen The King of Queens, this is Arthur Spooner.
Douglas, would you please pass the catsup?
The what?
The catsup.
Yeah.
You mean the ketchup?
Educated people pronounce it catsup.
Mm-hmm.
Not if they want me to pass it to them.
Fine, if that's the way you're going to be, then I'll do without.
Not going to happen, old man.
My burger's getting cold. Just give me the ketchup.
Okay, it's called ketchup. Say it right and you can have it.
No.
Say it. Say it.
No, I will never say it. I'd rather die than say it.
Oh, my gosh. So.
And that's Ben Stiller's dad,
Jerry
correct?
Stiller, yeah. Okay, so as soon as I recognized the voice straight away, I just looked him up. I'm just not familiar with that show, but obviously it was super popular for a really long time.
So that was mine. And then I just thought of one a couple minutes ago. My sister actually texted me. So I'm a twin, and my sister and I grew up watching this show. So we watched Friends together growing up. We would go to like trivia events and stuff. And technically, at the end of the show, Chandler Bing is a father of twins.
Oh.
So that's my honorable mention.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Did y'all ever like try to confuse your teachers? By like switching classes and stuff.
Well,
and
she's a girl and I'm a boy, so.
Oh, politics!
Yeah.
I've seen She's the Man.
Follow-up question. Did you guys have your creepy, weird twin language?
No, we didn't, but we had the twin telepathy thing where like when she's sick, I'm sick, and all that other weird
like the
stuff.
The twins from G.I. Joe.
Yeah, we did hate each other for a long time, so I guess you count that.
But now you're good?
Yeah, we're good now.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, one time I babysat this pair of twins and they were lovely boys. But I walked into the room because I was bringing them something and they were like, yep, 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 yep. Yep, stop, stop, stop. They were talking like they were Furbies, and it freaked me the F out.
It's their secret language.
Plus, they had really blonde hair. I thought they could have been
children of the corn. Yeah, and that's how you die.
A little bit. Just a little.
Dude.
A little bit.
I'll also give credit to, and I don't know his name. Phil Dunphy was the one, but who was Al Bundy's, Ed O'Neill's character in Modern Family? He was rigid.
He took in Manny.
He was rigid, but he had a lot of kids. And then, you know, he showed heart.
He did have a lot of kids.
He showed heart and compassion over
Jay Pritchett.
Jay Pritchett. Yeah, I thought he was a pretty good dad, too.
Because, like, he had the two older kids.
Just loved having the family around, you know?
And then he was actually a dad to Manny, unlike his dirtbag biological father. And then
Benjamin Pratt.
Ooh, Benjamin Bratt.
Bratt.
And then they had another baby. So did he have four kids?
Mm-hmm.
So he's a better dad than he was first husband.
Yes.
Because he readily admitted.
Things didn't go so great. She was kind of a loose cannon too.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for the Tolos that are texting it in. I really appreciate that.
Very, very well done. I wouldn't have thought we would have seen this representation, but from the 4-6-9, the Rangers win the AL West in Tim McGraw in Friday Night Lights. However, we also got votes for Kyle Chandler as the dad in the TV show Friday Night Lights. So multiple representations for daddom from Friday Night Lights. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Usually we would throw out some AM on the FM right here, but Alec is not here. So you know what? We have a totally different idea. Let's do some Forgiveness Friday. I know I just said they're still going to win the cup, but do the Florida Panthers need to ask for forgiveness? So the Edmonton Oilers made a 3-goal road comeback in the Stanley Cup final. They're only the second team to do that after the 1919 Montreal Canadiens. If it hasn't happened in 100 years, obviously more than 100 years, you probably need to ask for forgiveness.
Absolutely. That's ridiculous. 1919?
Yeah. Woodrow Wilson really enjoyed that game.
I mean, probably. Also, I don't know if you saw this pitch. Does WWE Women's Champion Tiffany Stratton need to ask for forgiveness for her first pitch at the Mets game that was about, I don't know, 10 feet too high?
Was she wearing pants?
6 feet. I think she had shorts on. 6 feet to the left.
Those shorts were covered up by
her jersey.
Her jersey. Yeah. And it wasn't very long jersey.
Yes.
But I guess that's the style for the kids these days. Kevin, when it comes to this Florida and Edmonton game, Edmonton did kind of feel like we got them right where we want them, down 3-0. It just feels like how Edmonton is like, no, we're going to score some goals. But the other thing that kind of stood out to me was that Edmonton, whenever things are chaotic on the ice, Edmonton seems to take advantage.
Oh, for sure.
When they have you scrambling is when they are at their best.
Playground hockey, yes. Like people will say playground football, playground basketball. They are excellent because they have so many skilled players on the ice.
And their ability to pass fast. Their ability to pass a pass that you're like, how did he even get that pass off? That doesn't make any sense. But it just seems like and sometimes it's not necessarily that series. That sequence of they got you scrambling. It's the one where you clear the puck and they're like, and you're like, okay, now we can take a breath. And you took a breath too long. That seems to be when Edmonton really gets you.
Yeah, that's how they scored their overtime goal last night. Yes. Was that, you know, puck on the other side of the ice and all of a sudden, boom, 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 Dreisaitl into the back of the net.
Absolutely.
I will forgive them for what they did last night because I'm with you, Kevin. It is an American trophy. I would like to see Florida win it. It's also just weird to see the state of Florida be so good at hockey. I feel like that's even more of a, you know, stick it to Canada up there in the Great White North. But, I mean, Florida was up 3-0 to begin the game. So, like, it's not like, I think the way I would look at it is Florida still has that juice that they clearly had to begin that. And I think they already showed it that they could do it on the road. Even when they lost game one, they were up by multiple goals in that game too. So it's not like with the Stars where they would go on the road and they just couldn't score. Florida just needs to tighten certain things up. And I think they still can.
And I guess we'll wait for the investigation to conclude. But sticking in Florida, Antonio Brown needs to ask for forgiveness apparently. Does he deserve it? Don't know. We'll see with the investigation. But He is being sought on attempted murder charges. We talked about this, I don't know, like probably last month when it happened. There was an incident outside a boxing event. Some people said shots were fired. Some people were like, no, they pulled out a gun, blah, 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 blah. And now the Washington Post is reporting that authorities in Miami-Dade County were seeking to arrest Antonio Brown. And it's not even to me about forgiveness. I just hope somebody can talk to him that he'll listen to. And
yes, that's my biggest thing. I genuinely don't typically care about anything that he's doing now. And it's been a while since I have cared. I think it was the thing that he did in the swimming pool when he was that couple was next to him.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, let me do this. That's when I was like, I'm out on this guy. Or maybe it was whenever he threw those ding dong gummy bears at people. One of those things. But somewhere along the line, I was like, it's entertaining. But the biggest question is he a danger to society?
I mean, it kind of feels like it, right?
And what kind of help does he need? I don't know exactly what kind of help he needs.
Yeah.
That's the scary thing is the older you get, it's like, how do you help someone like that? And what will you do to them for them to listen and improve?
And is CTE a part of it?
It could be.
And, you know, their willingness to be able to say, yes, it is. And I've been tested for these things and I'm looking into it. But is that part of why these actions are, or was this always destined? I feel like we see a trend in the guys that we've seen that were confirmed with CTE, and this is kind of in that range.
Because with Antonio Brown, this goes back to even when he was in Pittsburgh. Was he not the player that leaped and like drop kicked the punter on a punt return? Right? Yeah. Like, this is well before some of these off the field incidents that he's having. Like, there are on the field things that he's done for a long time that, like, I don't think we realize just how far back this might go.
Yeah. It's sad. I hate to use this word, but it is like oddly fascinating as well, but it really is sad. Now, I do want to also ask for forgiveness. Somebody texted this in from the 806 that the answer to the best TV dad was Carl Winslow, hands down. That was my backup, and we even had audio for that. So I had him right behind Bob Belcher, but Carl Winslow was a damn fine dad from Family Matters.
What about Papa Smurf?
What about him?
I don't remember enough about the Smurfs.
Was he the dad to all the Smurfs?
Well, he is a papa.
Who was the grandma?
They were...
I think you'll have to...
No beginning. There was no end. Smurfs just always were.
You'll have to go see the new Smurfs movie, which I saw a trailer for in front of... What was that? I think it was a Mission Impossible when I saw that last week. And I was like, I cannot believe we are still making Smurfs movies.
He said from the Mission Impossible movie.
From the 214.
Only eight of them. Come on.
I believe Antonio Brown's kick was a poorly attempted hurdle. I just went and watched it.
Okay.
I think there was intent there.
I can see the poorly attempted hurdle, but he definitely did kick him in the chest.
Yeah.
With one foot in the air and one foot. Like, it looked like it could have been a hurdle. And then he got there and was like, screw it. Just knock him down with my foot. And he did. His punters are soft.
Olympic equestrian Heath Ryan, who riding his horse looked like he served in the fake military. He has all of these medals and badges that make it look like he just came back from battle on his horse. He has been suspended.
Oh, no.
Lost the battle.
Here's the thing. And I guess I just didn't understand this world. He was caught whipping the horse 40 plus times on video. And I don't watch a lot of, like, outside of the Triple Crown and maybe some equestrian Olympic events. I guess I just thought that they did that to the horses to encourage them. Maybe that's just in a race. But there's an investigation going on. He whipped his horse 40 plus times. Maybe it's like the close proximity in which he did it. I guess I'm not familiar enough with the horse world, but he has been suspended for doing this. He laughing because I said the horse world. Yeah.
I'm not familiar enough with the horse
world. I'm not.
Yeah. You don't know if the horse likes
place.
It or not.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, is 35 the limit? You know, and I don't know what the limit is either.
Look, this goes back to a Seinfeld bit where he says, I guarantee what the horses don't know when they're racing, Because he's like, do they know if they finish first, second, or third? They don't know if they trip and break their leg that you're going to shoot them.
That's true.
Because then they would always be like, easy does it down the stretch, boys. You're first. I'm second. Let's all just survive.
You're about to be glue.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody look out for some rocks, some loose rocks that could be in the soil.
Yes.
I want to say a jockey got removed maybe from one of the Triple Crown events in recent years because of something along these lines.
Yeah.
So I guess there is. But you're right. You just watch them and that's what they do. But I'm sure at some point it can definitely be excessive. But when there's 20 horses running together, it's, you know, that's not the first thing I'm looking at because they're all doing it. But then, I don't know, clearly, maybe 35 is the number, like Corey said.
Now,
I've always been good with numbers.
Jacob, do you have somebody that needs to ask for forgiveness from you? Do you need to ask for forgiveness? What do you think about no good people who just break up with somebody for no good reason?
Yeah, I think those people need to ask for forgiveness. I actually was one of those people. Unfortunately, I broke up with my first girlfriend just because, you know, I was kind of sick of it.
Oh,
I was sick of it. No, I think it was the nose hair.
Sounds like you had a reason.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was kind of like, it was just weird. And then I found myself like really dreading being around her. So I
but
just,
you don't want to say that. Hey. Every time we were supposed to see each other, I couldn't stand it. I didn't know if it was as good as Corey's reason that he had to poop.
That happened once.
Ladies.
I was at my girlfriend's house. Not some lady. I was like in high school.
She is some lady.
And I had to go to the restroom. And so I was like, I got to go. And I left and never talked to her again.
You just blocked on everything?
You really went.
Oh, this was before blocking.
You
it was kind of like a, you know, talk to the hand whenever he saw her, just held it up, couldn't even look at her.
I saw her one other time.
Was it awkward?
I do not want to discuss what happened.
Oh my gosh, that makes me want to know even more.
She beat him up.
That being said, I would like to ask for forgiveness from my family.
Mm. Oh.
As I have seen my gifts for Father's Day on Amazon, and I don't know if they're listening right now to hear this, but I do apologize for already seeing that.
Because you're disappointed what they got you?
No, I like what they got.
No, you have to act surprised.
Do I tell them? Here. No, I act surprised. I was,
here. Open that pretend box.
All right. Oh, I saw this on Amazon.
No, what? You did it wrong.
Okay, how am I supposed to do this?
Will you drop hints throughout the rest of the day based on
hints?
Where you drop rope hints throughout the day.
All right.
Because telling them you know.
I'm going to take this off and I'll be like, oh, this is a different color than I saw on Amazon.
Okay.
Is that not?
I can tell you now, Corey's going to need Forgiveness Friday. Also, so does...
Oh my gosh, what a surprise!
You are so terrible.
Look at this!
So does Fabio Fognini. He is a tennis player, and he spoke to his opponent, who is French, in French, after the match, grabbed him by the arm and said, look at me, you little pig. You're a piece of S.
What?
Now... I have to admit,
oh man,
I was not watching the rest of the match to get better context for why he was so mad. There was about 18 people in the stands, so I can't imagine this was the most high-stakes tournament in the world.
You little pig.
That is such like an 1800s insult.
Yeah, kind of. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
We should not talk S to ChatGPT. Next on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.